Yeah.
Welcome to Switzerland.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
How's the tour going on?
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah. We have, I don't know, 5 more shows or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you're heading back to the US for the Crewfest?
Yeah. Yep.
What do you expect from the Crewfest numbers? Two.
Could be good. I mean, I think it's doing better, you know? We got twice as many bands and we got a second stage now, so we're excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not to Switzerland many times.
Yeah.
So, what was, when you think of Switzerland, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Besides of banks and cheese and chocolate.
Banks, cheese, and chocolate? I mean, I always think it's just really nice here. You know, I think the people are nice and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The fans are really cool. Yeah.
Do you have contact with your fans by internet or?
Well, not personally.
Not personally?
No. I mean, I as the years go, you know, there's not enough hours in the day. And actually, I'm trying to connect less with people. Like I won't Twitter. I'm trying to pull away, like, no MySpace. Like,
yeah.
I shut my own website down. Because I just think it's just getting to the point where it's just too much contact, you know. When I was growing up, it's like, I didn't know what the Rolling Stones were doing. You know, I didn't know until they put out a record. So I'm trying to be a little bit more simple with what I do, you know, not just constantly giving updates and information.
Yeah.
And letting, you know, letting yourself grow as an artist and then putting out new music or new photography and new stuff and working on that. Enjoying that.
Okay, what else do you know? Photography is one of your hobbies.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Do you have your camera with?
Always.
Always.
What's your sound?
Yeah. Always with me.
Maybe one day we can expect a photo book by.
That would be great.
Six,
I would love that.
What are your favorite subjects to?
My favorite what?
Your favorite subjects to shoot on?
Well, it's either photojournalism, which I enjoy, but that's like hard to capture anything that's really moving. You know, it's to me, it's the same as music. You know, it's got to really touch something. And I like building my own sets, doing my own lighting, coming up with my own concepts, and then taking it from there.
Like some compositions or creations, like doing songs.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. So you can create it. You can light it. You can, you know, process it, print it.
Yeah.
The whole thing, you know.
When we saw the DVD from Iron Maiden, Flight 666, the record.
Is that a new record?
Well, it's kind of a documentary from parts of the last tour.
Because I saw it in an airport and I was like, yeah. I thought it was the name of their record or something.
No, the whole thing was called Flight 66 and the airplane was called Air Force One. So.
The Iron Maiden airplane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that much about them, so I don't know.
Because the singer was the pilot. So
On
the airplane. He flew around his own crew, his own mates.
Okay.
And then we saw members of Iron Maiden are playing tennis or golf and they're on tour.
Who is?
Adrian, who plays tennis, Dave, and Nico are playing golf.
Yeah, yeah.
So what your kind of killing time on that tour?
Well, there's no downtime. It's all travel.
Do we need to go all the time?
Yeah.
So, just hang around and...
I mean, we usually don't have very much time.
Yeah.
We just got here an hour ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wherever we came from.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Germany?
No, we weren't in Germany. We were somewhere else. No. Spain.
Okay.
Yeah. God, it gets like so you can't remember. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of hobbies and side projects, like 6 a.m., What are future plans for 6AM?
We're finishing writing the album right now. Me and James have got 25-30 songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is there any release?
No. It's just kind of an interesting band. We don't really work with schedules. We just create and when it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was never really meant to be a band.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was just sort of a musical project, and we got to keep it like that.
Mm-hmm. So no, not going on tour anyway or something?
Probably not. I mean, I never wanted to tour in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The in America we had a pretty big hit, the song called Life is Beautiful, and it just, the Live Nation, who was doing Crewfest, was just adamant that we toured, and I didn't want to tour at all with the band, and I still probably don't want to tour, but it was like a good opportunity, and everybody was excited about it, and the band supported it.
Yeah.
But you know, personally, I didn't really like playing twice, and I still don't know if 6AM is a live band.
Mm. Like a musical project for ideas that you don't can realize with Maplicor, for example.
Yeah, I just don't want 6AM to be a business.
Oh.
No,
yeah,
I don't want. It doesn't need to be successful
sure.
for me.
Yeah.
It just needs to be creative. That's
because
right. those were actually never supposed to even be released, any of the songs, and then we were never supposed to be a band, and then we were a band because you couldn't release music without naming it something, and everybody wanted to use my name, and I didn't want to use my name, and then it came out, and then we had a hit, and I didn't want to tour, and then we did tour, so it's still a bit of a I don't really know. I know that we're making a great record. I think it's really a fucking fun record. But what'll happen beyond that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
what is coming up is the 20th anniversary release
of the Dr. Feelgood album.
Yeah. What do you expect of that?
I think it's cool to kind of document. It's been 20 years. Something about 20 years, it's, you know, you know, time just goes and you kind of forget about it.
Mm.
You know, you make a record. You never really listen to your own record. You know, nobody I know really listens to their own music. I mean, when you first write it, you're like,
yeah,
wow,
sure.
We did. And then you move on and you make new music and then you play certain songs. And you know, when we started rehearsing and I didn't even remember some of the songs on the record. And the band was like, oh, I didn't even really remember how it went. I kind of remember.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting for us to go back and revisit it and think about playing some of those songs live that we have never played live before. They were just sort of, they were written in the studio. And it was cool, you know. It was actually a lot of fun.
Mm. Because most people that we know, they always relate to girls, or
sure.
Dr. Feelgood.
Sure,
stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But to me personally, the Motley Crue album with Corabi is one of the most underestimated albums.
It's a good record. The only problem is I don't think the songs were there.
I think
that it's a good raw rock record. I like it.
Yeah, like songs of Hooligan's Holiday or Proud to Me, classics for me as well.
Yeah. It's good. I think that our only mistake shouldn't have been called Motley Crue. I think we would have been smarter if we would have called it something else. That would have been better for the band, you know.
But, yeah.
You know, live and learn.
Afterwards, you're always wiser.
always. Yeah.
You've got a lot of ink, I see.
Yeah, pretty much covered.
Yeah. Kat is an ink tattoo artist as well.
Yeah.
Is she the only one that can put the ink on you?
No, I get tattooed whatever I want.
Can I do what?
Yeah. Place I got to do an interview.
What will your next tattoo will be?
I still have some portraits to finish. My grandfather up here and my kids down here, and I want to finish some more sort of scrolling. I have to finish this rib cage, and then I'm almost done. But basically, you know, don't have much room left.
But there is something.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. A band of you was Rites of Destruction?
Yeah.
What do you think about it now?
I thought it was a cool little kind of a raw rock record. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a fun project outside of Motley Crue. See, for me, I don't try to do things and make them popular. I just try to do things because I like them. And that was kind of the Brides of Destruction thing. It was just a good way for me to get back to my roots. Mm-hmm. Motley was on a hiatus. 6 a.m. was a way to sort of just explode, you know, what was in my mind. And work with some other, you know, very talented, same as Brides of Destruction, work with some other talented musicians outside of Motley Crue. And I enjoy that, you know, I do really enjoy that aspect of it. I don't know if I really want anything to be popular outside of Motley Crue, because I tell you, it's already crazy. Just being in Motley Crue is a full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, I have kids, and that's like, you know, my priority. So it's like a Motley Crue, and then you go 6 a.m., and then I write books, and I have a clothing line, and I run a record company. So I start going like, I don't really need another successful band.
Yeah.
I just do it because I really like the music. I love making music.
So last question, there was The Dirt, the book.
Yep.
Then Saints of Los Angeles came out. And this guy from the record company told me that no film plans are at the moment. But if it will be produced, would you play yourself? Or
hell no.
what actor would be fit
in? I know
in?
This is, musicians should not act.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think, very rarely does it come on. What's his name, Jared Leto? Mm. He is a really good actor. I don't know, I'm not into that. I take it back, they can act if they want, but I'm definitely not.
Alright, okay. We've done.
Cool.
Can you do a station ID for us?
Yeah.
Ashura?
Yeah. Rock Station?
Radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this is Nikki Six, and you're listening to Rock Station.
Cool. Yeah, cheers, mate.
Good. All right, good.